What is the mind? An aggregate of processes? A faculty of the brain? Intellectual power? Is the mind something safely cradled in the crib of the skull, protected by those 21 immovable interconnected bones which wall it off from the world at large? Or is it something immaterial? Spirit, forever linked to the stuff of the universe through the aperture of the vanishing point.
How was the dream about the funeral?
What funeral?
Alice. My friend Alice's funeral. I got through it. After all, what else can you do? And that night, I lay in bed, thinking, trying to think, trying to find something to think about. And I fell asleep after a while. And then I woke in the middle of the night, and I knew I'd been dreaming about the funeral. I even remember the dream.
Yes.
Well, I dreamed about the funeral, and it was just the same.
As what?
Well, just the real funeral playing itself over again in my mind.
Maybe you weren't ready for anything else.
I wasn't capable of anything else. Just what happened. Just that same thing. Shallow. I needed help, but there was nothing there. Just the same reality, repeated.
And that's why you're here?
Yes. So, here I am, and here you are. The doctor of the soul.
That seems a lot to claim.
Oh, isn't that what the word means? Psychiatrist, psychotherapist, psychoanalyst?
If you go back to the Greek?
But you don't go back to the Greek.
No.
The dreams I have are just rearrangements of things that have happened. As if you put everything that went on for a week in a box, and all the bits of events got attached to new events, but there was nothing there that wasn't there before.
What about the arrangement itself?
Do you believe in psychic phenomena? Clairvoyance, thought transfer?
I try to keep an open mind.
An open mind, yeah, that's exactly what I mean. Is the mind really open to anything outside, or does it just go on and on, rearranging its own contents?
But there are new contents every day.
New, but the same kind. Nothing really different. Nothing that changes the whole landscape.
Is that what you want?
Do you get bored listening to patients?
You certainly keep me alert.
How?
You're demanding. Attentive.
I had a dream with you in it.
Tell me about it.
Well, I was a puppet in the dream, I mean. And I knew somehow that I was made of wood. And I felt as if I was controlled by strings, but I could never see the puppeteer, no matter how hard I tried. I started to wonder if there wasn't any puppeteer moving my strings. And even though I was a puppet, I was watching a puppet show. The woman puppet was beating the man puppet with a stick. Punch and Judy, I guess it was. And then I looked beside me, and you were there. You were carved out of wood, and your mouth moved up and down like a puppet's. You looked at the puppet show, and you said to me, "Don't destroy me. Don't destroy me.
Don't destroy me. Don't destroy me. Don't destroy me.
Don't destroy me.
Don't destroy me.
Don't destroy me.
Don't destroy me.
Don't destroy me.
Don't." Have we talked about your family?
I have not.
Don't blame me.
It was an accident.
Nobody does that to me.
You don't need to be stupid, John.
Well, sometimes I need to be stupid. It's part of the treatment. It helps you to be smart.
You're being evasive again.
Just what is it you want?
I want everything you've got. I once met a guy who'd been in prison for robbing banks.
Mm-hmm.
And we got talking about how he got there. When he was just a kid, he always wanted adventure. So he joined the army. Well, that was boring, so he became a paratrooper. Pretty soon that was boring, too, so he volunteered for any dangerous assignment that came up. But it wasn't enough. He quit the army. Figured he'd enlist in the American Army and get sent to Vietnam. but while he was waiting, he walked into a bank and robbed it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on a Friday afternoon, just for something to do.
And where did that leave him?
In prison.
But you feel like that man.
There was some kind of wall, and he couldn't break through.
Describe the wall.
Oh, it's indescribable. What? One of the terrible things about it is that it doesn't exist. It's there, but it doesn't exist.
What were we talking about?
Don't you remember?
I don't have to tell.
You think it's important to me.
If it wasn't important, you wouldn't be.
I'm supposed to think you're wonderful.
Who says that?
It's part of the script.
Only if you want it to be.
Just whose dream is this? Do you ever tell your patients your dreams?
No.
Why not?
It's not useful in the treatment.
You have to remain invulnerable.
Mm-hmm. Detached.
Why?
Because otherwise, the patient is no safer here than anywhere else. My detachment is a wall that keeps them safe while they try and work things out.
Well, maybe your wall is the same as my wall.
I don't think so.
Do you ever dream about your patients?
Of course.
Do you tell a patient?
Not usually. I could feel you here.
I knew you'd come out if I waited.
They kept asking why.
Who?
Why I was drawn to the window.
Who?
Me. I knew you were out here.
I had to wait. But I lost my watch.
Mm-hmm.
So I stood on the scale, and a little sign came up and said, "Your weight is as long as you are tall." But he doesn't even like you.
That's not the thing. The thing is, I knew you were out here. I've been looking out that window ever since, well, before.
Why are you standing so far away?
Is this me?
I was watching.
I'll have to deny it, of course.
What?
All of it. No. I stay inside the house.
Remind me of someone.
A doctor.
When I look at you, I think I'm looking in the mirror.
I've got you all figured out now. Somewhere in my files. But I lost the key.
How very civil of you. How very portentous.
You're one of the angry dreamers.
It's not surprising. The scale said you didn't even like me.
I don't have to like you. I'm your doctor, and I knew you were out here.
That's what I made you dream. Last night I went and stood outside your house.
You shouldn't do that.
Why not?
This office is a place where you can try things out. But like a kind of useful storytelling. We have to keep it separate from the outside world, or...
I think you should congratulate me.
Why?
Because I followed an impulse. I broke through the wall.
Did you?
I felt as if I could stand out there and influence your dreams.
How would you do that?
I don't know, but I felt as if I could.
Did you want to?
Yes.
Why?
I wanted... something, I don't know.
You can do better than that.
Power, is that it? Other people, they're all shut away, untouchable. We never really get inside.
Did you want to get inside my house?
Inside your head, maybe. I could have stood outside your house without telling you.
No, I don't think you could. You wanted me to know.
Yes, of course.
What happens between us happens in this room.
Oh, except for dreams.
Of course.
I could have influenced your dreams out there.
I don't know.
Sometimes when I'm telling you a dream, I have the feeling that you already know it. That you've been there before me.
There are familiar patterns.
So that's all it is? I've heard that doctors and patients sometimes start to share dreams.
Sometimes.
What about you and me?
It could happen.
But it hasn't?
No.
Is it one of the rules of this treatment that you have to tell the truth?
Not exactly.
So I can't trust a word you say?
You have to trust that I'm trying to help you. Sometimes it's better for you to find something on your own rather than being told.
After I went home last night, I had a dream that I was back there, standing outside your house. You were awake, and you knew I was outside. Somehow I'd got inside your dream. It came out to talk to me.
Well, what do you think that means?
That I want you to know I'm there.
Is that the wall? That nobody knows you're there?
Did you know last night that I was near your house?
No.
I'm not sure I believe you.
That's not the thing. The thing is, I knew you were out here. I've been looking out that window ever since... before.
Why are you standing so far away?
Is this better?
I was watching it through the walls.
I'll have to deny it, of course.
What?
All of it.
I read something in the New York Times this weekend.
Yes? What was that?
An analyst in New York City did a survey and decided that a lot of the therapists were as crazy as their patients.
Crazy?
Well, maybe that wasn't the word.
Do you think you're crazy? Is that why you're here?
Okay, it was the wrong word.
Why did you use it?
Get a response. You have a sniffle, you say you're dying of a cold.
So it's as simple as that?
Hey, it was just some kind of defensiveness, that's all.
Tell me about this newspaper story.
There's not much to tell. This analyst did a survey and decided that the doctors were as, what is the word? Disturbed. As their patients, and the patients tried to treat the doctors.
Do you believe that?
Oh, don't you? Why does a person become a psychiatrist?
A desire to help. An interest in the mind.
An interest in the disturbed mind.
There's no simple line between.
What do you do?
We listen.
Didn't it ever seem to you that it would be some kind of adventure?
A psychic adventure. Yeah, I suppose so.
But now you're perfectly objective.
No. It's still the encounter of two subjectivities.
Oh, so you're not completely outside it?
No.
How do you keep in touch with yourself?
It isn't always easy.
I had another puppet dream.
Oh, tell me about it.
I don't think I have to.
What makes you think that?
I was watching your face.
Often what we see on faces is what we want to see.
But it's true, isn't it?
What?
You and I are having the same dreams.
It's not altogether surprising. We have to share some kind of intense awareness.
And who's in control?
Well, maybe the process is in his own hands.
Just like we said in the dream.
How?
Well, don't you remember the words?
What words?
The strings don't care what I think I want.
The strings don't care what I think I want.
What are you doing?
Just looking out the window.
Why?
I thought I saw someone.
Who?
No one in particular.
Just someone walking by?
No. Watching.
You mean there's someone watching the house?
No, there's no one there. I just... thought I saw someone.
Then what are you looking at now?
Nothing. Just standing here.
What did you tell your wife when you woke up?
Just that I was having a nightmare.
Did she ask what it was about?
Yes. I just said it was about a patient.
Well, did she want to know more?
She knows I can't talk about my patients.
It must be strange to be married to a man who never talks about his job.
I can talk about it in general. Whether the janitor's doing a good job, whether I should get a tank of tropical fish.
Well, that's a revolting idea.
We're avoiding the dream, aren't we?
Well, perhaps it deserves to be avoided.
You were frightened, weren't you?
Yes, of course.
Why? When you think about it now.
Well, you must know. You had the same dream. In my job, I get a lot of strange questions. People see a sign saying information, and they're likely to ask the date of their mother's birthday or their husband's telephone number at work. I get used to expecting anything. This man started out by asking me how many books we had in the library.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't really know, but I made some kind of guess. And then he said, did we buy new books? And I said, yes. Well, he thought about that and asked me how we found room for them. So I said, well, sometimes we had to expand and sometimes we had to get rid of books. He got really excited about that, throwing out books. He said he was getting older and he was afraid his mind was like that, except he couldn't throw anything out. And he was afraid of what was going to happen.
What did you tell him?
Well, I nearly told him he should come and see you.
Why didn't you?
Well, it didn't seem like your kind of problem.
Why not?
Well, it's a silly question, isn't it, by most people's standards?
There's an answer to it. The brain has more circuits than we ever use.
But what he said bothered me. You know, it may not be true, literally, but there was something about it. I dreamt about him all last night. Did you?
No.
I never know whether to believe you. Are we looking in the mirror?
Of course.
Then why do I see you?
For the same reason that I see you.
Why can't we catch up to it?
Don't you ever get tired of asking questions?
You won't tell me.
What?
Don't walk so fast. Tell me how to do magic.
Just open your mouth and sing.
Oh, I didn't know you were musical.
I'm not, but I'm very careful.
But who's in charge here?
I am.
Oh, you're in charge, but you can't sing. I'm not the kind of patient you need.
Everybody needs a hobby.
You're staring out the window again.
No. Not really.
Of course you are.
I'm just thinking.
Can you tell me about it?
Nothing to tell.
No great battles?
No. Just possibilities. Just speculations.
You seem troubled.
No.
God, every time we dream, the room gets smaller.
You mean the stage?
Are we on stage?
Just look around.
Huh?
Look at the lights.
Who's writing the lines?
You are.
No.
Aren't you?
Me? I don't have a piece of paper.
You write them in your head.
Or in yours.
Not mine. I just pretend I'm interested.
And I just pretend I'm unhappy. Where did that image come from?
It's a common metaphor.
Well, maybe that's what dreams are. Common metaphors. Are we dreaming?
You are. Don't worry, I can.
But if I'm dreaming, then you're part of my dream.
I'm firmly real.
Well, that's your dream.
What is?
Being real.
If being real is an illusion, then being an illusion is... Stop trying to make me dance.
It's the puppet master.
There is no puppet master.
So why am I starting to dance?
Because I've got intoxicated.
What happens when we're tired? No, don't answer that. I know. We have to dance to get off.
This is the school of dreams. And I'm the principal. The reality principal.
How do we get out of this school
of dreams? Turn down me.
And then we die of cold.
Nobody ever died of the cold.
I died of the cold. Especially me.
Yes. We did. I'm going to be away.
And what about the week after?
The week after. Yes, I think I'll be back.
I wonder if we'll share dreams while you're away.
I don't...
No, I don't know. Dreams can travel pretty fast.
Perhaps. But it doesn't really matter, does it?
Yes, it does.
Coming to bed?
No, not yet.
It's late.
I'm just thinking.
What is it?
I'm not ready for bed.
You stayed up half the night last night.
I'm on holiday. I can do that.
Are you having an affair with someone?
No. Nothing like that.
There's something.
I just don't feel like going to bed yet.
It's a patient, I suppose. You can't talk about it.
Yes.
Can you tell me anything?
Something... strange is happening.
You're getting involved.
No, not in any ordinary sense. Not getting to like her too much. Not...
As a woman.
Yes.
So what's happening?
I'm not sure I know. I'm being invaded. I really can't talk about it.
Stop seeing her.
She came to me for help.
You can't help everyone in the world.
No, that's not the point.
How about a walk on the beach, if you're not ready to sleep?
Sure. Let's go for a walk.
Where do you suppose we are?
We're right here.
That's no kind of explanation.
I don't have to explain anything. I'm on holidays.
Look over there.
Don't you like a little privacy in your dreams? What will you do when the dreams stop?
Why should they stop?
Therapy doesn't need to go on forever.
Do you want to get rid of me?
What will you do when the dreams stop?
I don't see any reason why they should. Look, you're supposed to be helping me, not making threats.
Do you think it's a threat to suggest?
You're just frightened of them, aren't you, the dreams?
I can live with them.
Don't you ever wonder why?
Yes, of course.
And?
I don't have an answer. No matter how much we bring to consciousness, there are still things that resist us.
So we're puppets.
That's not what I said.
Anyway, whose unconscious would they be coming from? Mine? Yours?
Maybe there's something beyond both.
You try to keep an open mind.
Yes.
You keep an open mind and things get inside it.
Did you stop her treatment?
No.
Why not?
Because it's my job to go on with it.
No matter what it does to you?
I'll learn to handle it.
You're starting to look haunted. You're not eating or sleeping.
I'll be all right.
You're not falling in love with this woman.
I don't even like her. What are you doing?
I'm climbing on top of you. That's the only way to keep you from escaping.
I can't breathe.
I'll do it for you.
I want my dreams back. I want them back inside my head where they belong. We seem to have avoided your childhood.
Other things have been more important.
Important in what way?
Well, the shared dreams that you...
Those are just an accident.
You want to get things back under control, don't you?
I want to proceed with helping you talk about the lack of effect you complained of. A lack of deep feeling in your life.
But now I have the dreams.
It's an entanglement.
What?
The whole business...
Oh, it's not a business, it's a profession.
Right now, it's a profusion. A jungle, a thicket.
It's leafy.
And I want to find my way out.
I want to find my way farther in.
More of the same.
Why should I believe you?
Why not?
Well, I'm not sure you're here at all.
Of course I'm here.
It's not that simple.
Just stop, stop. Stop it now, please, stop. I don't like this.
You fell asleep in a chair.
No, I wasn't asleep. Not really.
Why are you afraid to fall asleep?
I'm not. I'm not afraid.
It was only a short one last night.
What was?
The dream.
I don't believe there was any.
Well, for a long time, I thought there wouldn't be. I felt as if I were looking for you and I couldn't find you. But then when it was almost morning, you were there.
No.
Why weren't you there all night?
Perhaps there's no need for the dreams anymore. Perhaps they've served their purpose.
No. I think there was some reason I couldn't find you. Because you weren't dreaming. Well, of course, because you weren't asleep. You weren't asleep until morning, right?
This is all idle speculation. It gets us nowhere.
You're staying up all night? Again?
Yes.
But you can't explain why.
No. But it's important. I think all this will be over soon.
I hope so.
What about last night?
No, nothing. I couldn't find you.
I think that may be a sign.
You're just trying to escape, aren't you?
You're not the same person you were when you started coming.
You're sending me away?
I'm suggesting that we don't need any further appointments.
Well, what if the dreams keep on?
Why would they?
I don't need to come here. You can send me out of your office, but not out of your dreams.
I hope things go well for you. There are always other doctors if you feel you need help.
I think it's you who needs help, Doctor.
We'll see.
You said it would be over soon.
It will.
Then why aren't you coming to bed?
In a little while.
You're not planning to stay up again, are you?
Well, maybe just tonight.
You can't go on like this.
Soon. I'm sure it will be over soon.
I think the dreams will keep on until they're ready to stop.
So demanding, isn't she? And waiting. Stay awake, Doctor of the Soul. Prop up those eyelids just one more night. Or sleep and be prepared for encounter. Combat. It's a kind of epistemological pillow fight. Vanishing Point style.
Doctor of the Soul by David Helwig. Featured in the cast were Greg Elwand as Kelman, Cordelia Strube as Janice, and Karen Woolridge as The Voice. Casting consultant was Beth Russell. Recording engineer was John McCarthy, with sound effects by Anton Zavo. And the production assistant was Nina Callahan. Original music was by Marcia Coffey. The series script editor is Sandra Rabinovich. The musical theme is by John Roby, and the voice of Vanishing Point is David Calderisi. The Doctor of the Soul was produced and directed at Studio G in Toronto by series executive producer William Lane. We're always happy to hear from our listeners about the plays and productions you hear on this series. Please take a few minutes to send us your comments. The address is Vanishing Point, CBC Radio Drama, Box 500, Station A, Toronto, Ontario, M5W1E6. We look forward to hearing from you. A few of the best of Vanishing Point are still available on audio cassette from CBC Enterprises. Look for Vanishing Point cassettes at your local dealer, or write to us for further information. Next week on Vanishing Point, it's The Most Beautiful Woman in Town, adapted and performed by Mina E. Mina, from the story by American writer Charles Bukowski. Until then, I'm Ken Haslam wishing you good night.